You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our Innis News. This morning, the Party Central Office organized the online and offline conference to publicize Politburo Resolution No. 06 on planning, building, managing, and sustainably developing Vietnamese cities to 2030 vision to 2045. Delegates were reported the main contents of the Central Resolution No. 06, which aims to raise awareness and create consensus among party members and people in planning, building, managing, and sustainably developing Vietnamese cities until 2030 vision to 2045. At the conference, there were speeches presented by leaders of six ministries and nine localities, including Kansas City. Under these speeches, there is a need to scrutinize, penetrate, and publicize major tasks depending on real local situations. Also this morning in Hanoi, the Bank for Social Policies, in combination with the governmental office and ministry sectors, convened the national online meeting to publicize credit policies following governmental resolution No. 11 dated January 30, 2022. Right after the enactment of resolution No. 11 on the program of recovering and developing social economy and National Assembly resolution No. 43/2022 on the monetary fiscal policy, the Bank for Social Policies has rapidly organized the implementation. This morning, Deputy Minister of Transport Lê Anh Tuấn and leaders of administration's general departments, Mỹ Thuận Project Management Board, came to inspect the implementation of Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Hậu Giang Expressway. Accompanying the working group were the standing vice chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Dương Tấn Hiển and leaders of three branches of An Giang, Hậu Giang and Sóc Trăng. From measures that have been adopted, this morning the mission group had a fact-finding trip to some localities on the National Highway 61C to prepare for planting landmarks. Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Hè had just come to attend the handover of the project of building Thới Lai Retaining Dike in Thới Thạnh Commune, Thới Lai Suburban District. The retaining dike is built at the confluence of Ô Môn River and Raja Canal in Thới Thạnh Commune of Thới Lai Suburban District and is invested at the construction cost of more than 50 billion Việt Nam đồng earmarked from the budget and is built since mid-2020. The whole length of the retaining dike is nearly 800 meters, 2.7 meters high. The dike is reinforced by steel and is added with traffic light system and water collection and drainage system. After a type of focus on construction, the project has been completed. After the fact-finding trip, Vice Chairman Nguyễn Ngọc Hè highly valued the efforts made by the construction unit for completing the project as scheduled. This morning in Kansas City, the Emulation Cluster No. 10 of the Southern Sông Hậu, including the Association of the Elderly of Kansas City, Cà Mau, Hậu Giang, Bạc Liêu, Sóc Trăng, Kiên Giang, and An Giang provinces, signed the Emulation Treaty entitled Old Age Bright Examples. The signing of the Emulation Treaty aims to accelerate the completion of major tasks in 2022 and is launched by Vietnam Association of the Elderly. Vice Chairman of Vietnam Association of the Elderly Phan Văn Hùng suggested that Emulation Cluster No. 10 penetrates the contents of the resolution of the 8th Congress of the Association of the Elderly for 2021-2026 term to heighten awareness and operations of the association and continue building stronger and stronger association. This morning, Kansas City's Natural Resources and Environment Department, Karang Urban Streets People's Committee, the Center for Support and Green Development, jointly organized the launch of the project entitled Zero Waste to Mekong River Pilot Circular Economy Model for Floating Markets in Kansas. The project is sponsored by Dow Chemical Limited Liability Company. The project plans to collect around 300 to 400 tons of waste on rivers, including both plastic and organic waste, while raising awareness of roughly 150,000 locals to create behavioral change in waste management for local communities. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.